This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Uber has confirmed it's being investigated by the Justice Department into whether managers broke the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act governing international bribery. Banks in Britain improperly sold payment protection plans to people who did not need them or could not qualify for the insurance. They've now repaid more than $35 billion and set aside another $13 billion for customer repayments in a huge scandal. 50 inches of rain has fallen from Tropical Storm Harvey as the highest ever for the continental U.S., topped only by 52 inches recorded once in Hawaii for the American record. Even under NAFTA, wages in Mexico have remained flat. The minimum wage is $4.50 per day, not per hour, and $100 per week is considered top pay for factory floor wages. A scholar working for the New America Foundation and his team were ousted after he expressed support in a blog post for the $2.7 billion fine from the European Union over Google's business practices. Google and the personal foundation of Eric Schmidt, who is executive chairman, had given the group $21 million, and Schmidt had been chair of their board and called the group's president to complain. Days later, the whole project was jettisoned. 36 statues have been erected in North Carolina since the year 2000, with 20 for Confederates and 4 for Union forces. The rest memorialize the war in general, including one in 2012 dedicated to Civil War horses. Nightmares, as they're commonly known, are popular in Europe, where they're chiefly concerned with how people can have a good time after dark in their cities. London, Berlin, Paris, and Zurich all have them. From 2005 to 2014, there were 33,677 victims of vigilante violence in Indonesia, 1,659 of whom died, according to the World Bank. Despite an estimated 600,000 registered voters in Texas without the required ID allowing them to vote, the state only issued 869 free IDs between 2013 and 2017. A federal judge in Brazil has temporarily halted a plan by President Temer to allow mining in a large area of the Amazon forest. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.